Welcome to For a Song. I'm your host, Carrie Ray. And though I don't usually start with a topic, I will deviate a little to tell you that I want to talk about influence. And as I thought about today's session, it took me back in time. Hard as it may be to fathom, before I turned to a life of rhyme, I was once a corporate boardroom type. I know, you're thinking that me, with a projector and a laser pointer, standing in front of a whiteboard, is as shocking to you as seeing your homeroom teacher at the grocery store or bank when you were in the third grade. I mean, she lived at school, slept under her desk, took all of her meals at the cafeteria, right? Just like you picture me, living in the woods, whittling sticks, fishing, picking guitar, and writing songs. Well, you'd be right about that now, but before the decision to reevaluate my priorities and get my life back in alignment with my own values, I spent many hours under the fluorescent sun providing coaching and facilitating brainstorming and brand discovery sessions for corporate clients. And I learned a few things doing that work that I find useful as I approach the craft of songwriting. One of those learnings was about influence. When working with groups, I would have folks write answers on paper and pass them forward. Then we would go over them together. This really cut down on the influences of groupthink and peer approval and manipulation. Now, how in the world does this apply to songwriting, right? Well, I've given a lot of thought lately to how the instrument I am writing with impacts the direction of a song. Most songs start and sometimes begin to write themselves in my head. But eventually, I bring an instrument into the process. Sometimes I'll already have a feel for where the tune is going stylistically and will gravitate toward the instrument that seems to best suit it. If it feels bluesy, I may grab electric guitar. More folky, perhaps acoustic or mandolin. And if it's feeling particularly swampy, I'm bound to reach for one of my resonators. But it's important to understand when and how to apply the influence of an instrument to the writing process. It can be very helpful, but also a little dangerous. You see, a song, as defined by the folks who pay royalties to songwriters, is the combination of melody and lyric. And while it is less likely that an instrument choice will have a strong influence on lyric, the timbre and/or harmonic content provided by an instrument and the chord progression you may choose to play can nearly dictate a melody if you let it. Many times, if you play a chord progression, it can lock your ears into the melody they want or expect to hear next. To avoid this rut, I will often choose a less obvious instrument stylistically, or may pluck out individual notes on my way to a melody instead of chords. Lately, I've even resorted to writing the complete melody of a song vocally before I ever touch an instrument, so I'm in no way influenced by its voice. So your homework is to write a song, melody and lyric, without the aid of an instrument. If you haven't tried this before, it may be the first time you hear your own voice in its raw, uninfluenced, unadulterated glory. And don't be at all surprised if you have the urge to weep when you do. I'm Carrie Ray. Join me next time on For a Song. If you have ideas, questions, or topics you would like to have covered on For a Song, please send them along. You can reach me via the contact page of my website at carrieray.com. That's CARRIRAY.com. Thanks for listening.